The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I mentioned sage advice. Well, somebody who always offers sage advice, Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show here in News Talk, is with me now to talk about how few of us switch accounts, bank accounts. So according to a credit union survey, about 70% of people have never done it. I mean, we're terrible at this, Sinead. Probably nothing surprising, though, in that.
No, we're desperate
despite
at switching.
The honest hard work of people like yourself to encourage us
I know. And actually, look, if I were to ask you with your own bank, your main bank, you know, when was the last time you switched it? Or is that the first account you ever
First account I ever opened.
So, and that's fine. Yeah. You're with the majority. And a lot of times people think, well, what's the point? They're all the same. A bit like politicians when they're asked to vote. And in truth, you know, in Ireland, there are really only three retail banks, full service banks.
Yeah.
And of course, they are AIB, Bank of Ireland, and PTSB, because AIB owns EBS, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't give a whole heap of choice if people are looking for a full service. And there is an argument for saying it doesn't really matter. All three charge fees to varying degrees or another. So even by switching, you're not going to save a huge amount. Bank of Ireland charge €6 per month. AIB, €4.50 every 3 months. But then they charge a load of transaction fees. And then Permanent TSB, €24 a quarter. But you get a fiver back if you use your card enough. So look, for a whole heap of change, you're probably... it's going to be better value to cancel one of your subscriptions going through in a direct debit.
All right, okay. So, I mean, for people listening to this, then, is the advice don't bother?
The advice is, by all means, have a look around. When people were in Ulster Bank and KBC, and I was one of those unfortunates who were kind of
thrust into having to
switch their account. And you'll remember a lot of the press.
Did you still have the hippo savings?
Henry the hippo.
I nearly did.
I wish I had. There was an awful lot of hassle, and people like me were writing about it in the Independent saying, this is awful, this is a disaster, help us please. I was changing accounts for myself and my elderly mother at the same time, and I have to say it was painful. So for that reason alone, I'd say it doesn't really matter. Now there are, I'll give you one myth maybe that we can bust, because a lot of people think if they're going for a mortgage that they have to have their current account where they're getting a mortgage, right? And it'll be a big deal if they go and change it. Rubbish. Okay. So you're allowed by a mortgage. Mortgage is only money being lent to you. Mm. Every bank wants mortgage business.
Yeah, we got our mortgage from a separate...
Doesn't matter. And in fact, there's nearly an argument for getting it in a separate bank, because if you get into financial trouble, they can't then go in and kind of swoop it out of your account.
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's why I did it.
How clever are you? Now, what we are talking about changing, and where it does make a whole heap of sense, are savings accounts.
Okay.
That is really, really where it matters.
Okay, so talk to me about the savings you can make by switching, and then we'll talk through how you go about doing it.
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, let me start with some figures, right? The science bit. There's 157 billion euros in household savings accounts in Ireland. Not corporations, not companies.
It's amazing, isn't
just
it?
Just you and me. Well, maybe not just you and me.
Yeah, maybe some people listening.
157 billion. Now, of that, 90% of it is on what they call overnight deposit. That is literally instant access sitting in your deposit account. That earns between 0 and 0.1%.
So nothing really.
Nothing. So that is daft. Now, there's only... the only times you should keep your money on instant access is your emergency fund. So that's a couple or 3 months of whatever your income is every month, your salary, just to tide you over in case there's a disaster, right? The only other people who should keep it on instant deposit perhaps are very older people who could not be recommended to tie it up for a long period of time or get into investments or equities or all of that kind of
thing.
But for everybody else, there are options. And one of those options is to go safety first, by all means, if that's important to you. And if you need it within the next 3 to 5 years, you want to keep it on deposit. There's no point in investing it, really, without very, very good advice and knowing the risks.
Okay.
Even keeping it on deposit, Kieran, you can get up to 3.5%.
Right.
Every single year, guaranteed, on deposit, in your pocket.
And what are the limitations, though, would come... That come with that account, say, like in terms of accessibility to the money?
Well, some of them might be tied up for a year, 12 months. I had a quick look today because I just wanted to see what was out there. So for somebody who has, say, 30,000 sitting on deposit, just in overnight access, they're earning 20 quid a year after dirt tax.
Okay.
That's what they'll get. Best. Yeah. That's the best case scenario. Yeah. Right, on demand deposit. Now, by putting that in a bank, even within Ireland, AIB and Bank of Ireland currently have interest rates on 12-month deposits, but you have to ask for them. They're not going to go and put your money in the best performing thing.
Yeah.
They're just not. And you're tying it up there. But by putting it abroad in banks, remember the Irish banks here, like interest rates have peaked now and are coming back down.
Yeah.
Now that's true on mortgages, which is a good thing, but it's also true on savings, which isn't a good thing.
Yeah.
So here we are. But you can put your money in a European bank, which maybe doesn't have the same constraints or market profile of AIB or Bank of Ireland. And Bunk, for instance, that's a Dutch bank. They will give you 3.36% with access twice a month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So for your 30,000, you'll get 1,008 quid instead of 20 quid.
Wow.
And after dirt, even that nets down to 675.
Okay.
Now, why is that not better in your pocket than...
Yeah, that's 675 free money.
You're gifting it to the banks. Here.
Yeah.
Raisin.
Because the point is, sorry, you are gifting it because the banks are investing your money when it's sitting in their accounts. Yeah, exactly. They're making money from it. You may as well make money.
The reason they're offering such paltry interest rates is they don't really want your money. They don't need it.
Yeah.
They're borrowing it for zero, pretty much, in the open market. So they don't really need it. Raisin is a broker. A broker website for a whole load of European banks.
Yes.
And just even today now, there's an Italian bank called CA Auto offering 3.3%. There's a Latvian bank, Rutamu, offering the same. And then Banco Portuguese is offering 3.15. Like, these are all, here are the questions you need to ask. Is it in Europe?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, because if so, it's covered by the deposit guarantee scheme, which guarantees your money up to 100,000 euros per person, per account.
Yeah.
What's the rating on the bank? Okay, now I'll give you an idea. Bunk is AA plus.
Yeah.
Okay, which is two or three steps above either of our, any of our banks.
Okay, so it's more highly rated than the Irish banks. Okay,
you know, or B rating. But in fairness, I haven't seen any lesser ones on Raisin when I've checked. And make sure that what the dirt implication is. So this is a withholding tax on profits that you make. Because some countries in Europe take that off at source, like we do. Some of them don't. And therefore, when you take out your profits, you'll need to let revenue know and pay the tax.
And how easy is it? Let's imagine somebody listening to this. So they've got 30,000 euro, again, the example you give, and it's just sitting in their current account. They're not doing anything with it, or a very basic account that they're earning absolutely nothing on. And they think, I like the sound of Bunk or whatever. I mean, do they just go onto the Bunk website and open up? Or it's that easy?
Yeah. But sure, everybody with the Revolut account or N26 account knows how easy it is to set an account. So you're transferring the money over. I mean, once you do your homework and your due diligence, once you get your all that, the kind of the right questions out of the way, you know, these banks are in the business of buying money or selling money. That's all they do, right? So taking your money off you is going to be the easiest thing in the world. And opening it up is really not terribly hard.
What about those people listening who have those accounts already? Your N26 or your Revoluts, the popular ones in Ireland.
So Revolut will offer you 3.49%. However, and that is on an access, an instant access account. However, to get that top rate, you need to have their top card. You know, it's like a platinum card. And that costs 45 quid a month. So you're
It's 2% otherwise, I notice, from my instant access savings account.
You see it there coming up every day. You know exactly what's in there. People like to see that stuff in their pockets or in, you know, on the Revolut account. So a lot of this is about how it's shown and the kind of the behavioural stuff behind it then. And Revolut, I have to say, does that very well. But at least if you're going to keep your money in Ireland, then go and shop for rates. Go on like bonkers.ie. The CCPC have a great comparison tool. And they'll say for regular savings or for lump sum deposits. And remember, you'll get more on the regular savings. Take a look. How long do I have to tie it up? Can I get hold of it if I need to? Usually the worst that'll happen is you'll just get your original money back. It'll never cost you to do it.
Yeah.
It'll never cost you to do it.
You'll never be out of pocket. So with interest rates on the way down, I mean, are the level of gains to be had are going to be reduced
they
into
are
the future?
Of course. So if you
if you do it today, will you get that locked in for
you'll
a certain amount of time?
You'll get the locked in rate today. So those rates I gave you for those European banks,
yeah,
they're all locked in for 12 months.
Okay. So even if rates come down several times over the next 12 months, you're getting your 3.3% from bunk.
Exactly. So so why not? And really, people have very little to lose. Now, different banks and different countries have rules about access and when you can get it and what you can get and how you pay it and all this kind of thing. But they're not hard to work out and find out. And then all you have to do is compare it with the hassle factor against what you already have.
Yeah.
Nothing. And then maybe check with your own bank to see, can you do better with your existing bank, with your existing money? And if you can, move it.
And are the Irish banks, are they kind of like telecoms companies or utility companies? When you say you're going to do this, do they tend to kind of intervene and say, oh, actually, hold on a minute, we'll do this for you? Or as you said, they just have so much money, they don't really want it. They say, off you go, fine.
Well, the fact that they're offering decent rates at all tells you they probably want some money, but in specific circumstances.
All right, okay.
You know, so what they don't want really are kind of little old ladies with their 100,000 quid who aren't paying any fees whatsoever, earning a ton of interest.
Just taking it out on grandchildren's birthdays.
Exactly. Yeah. But listen, they are available. They do offer it, but you do have to ask for it.
Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show here on News Talk. Sinead, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.